Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She's right about everything she just said. And this is a special episode of Pop Talk and Aliens, my friends, because I'm not going to talk. After a few moments here, I am going to sit back and I'm going to let the great Carrie Fisher do all the talking. Because, as you know, she is gone. She left us in late December of 2016. And I need not say anything else because it's all been said and it's been said much better than I could. So I'm going to turn the podcast over to some of the great moments that Carrie Fisher has had in interviews and public appearances and in random occasions. So, Carrie, take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. If you enjoyed my performance as Princess Leia, and who could resist, my stunning, layered, moving, not unlike Mary Poppins performance, then it is thanks to tongue twisters like that. Consider. You'll never get that bucket of old fast app blockade, proper copper coffee pot. Or why you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder, proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. It's dialogue from the Star Wars film. And don't forget, I had that weird little English accent that came and went like weather or bloat all through the movie.
Governor Tarkin, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
All my friends made fun of me because they said that the title of the film sounded like a fight between my original parents. Star Wars! But here's the thing, as you age, it's about dignity. You know what I mean? This is what you have to look forward to. It's really unavoidable. George Lucas ruined my life. I mean that in the nicest possible way. And now, people are still asking me if I knew Star Wars was going to be that big of a hit. Yes, I knew. We all knew. The only one who didn't know was George Lucas. We kept it from him because we wanted to see what his face looked like when it changed expression. And the man fooled us even then. He got ILM to change his facial expressions for him and THX sound to make the noise of a face-changing expression. Now, not only was this man virtually expressionless in those days, but he hardly talked at all. When I got this job, they told me that I had to lose 10 pounds. Well, I weighed about 105 at the time. Well, no, but to be fair now, I carried about 50 of those pounds in my face. So you know what a good idea would be, though? Give me a hairstyle that further widens my already wide face. But George Lucas, you know, I mean, he is a visionary, right? I mean, he has transported audiences the world over, and he's provided Mark and Harrison and myself with enough fan mail and even a small merry band of stalkers, keeping us entertained for the rest of our unnatural lives. No, my favorite fan story actually happened last year. We were doing the show in Santa Fe, And so I go into this rock shop one day, as one does, and the guy behind the counter goes, oh, aren't you? Yeah. He said, I thought about you every day from when I was 12 to when I was 22. And I said, every day? And he said, well, four times a day. What am I supposed to say? Thank you. But now don't forget, George Lucas, he was the man who made me into a little doll. A little doll that my first husband could stick pins into when he was annoyed with me. Then I was a shampoo where you could twist off my head and pour liquid out of my neck. And I was a soap which read, lather up with Leia and you'll feel like a princess yourself. Boys. And, I'm a stamp. Now that's really cool. I mean, well, aside from the licking. But, oh, wait, do you know the, you know those Mr. Potato Head things, right? Well, they made a Star Wars Mr. Potato Head line, so you might recognize me as Princess Tater. And my husband, Dick, and our daughter, Rehabilitator. But the main thing that I've been made into, which has just, it's enhanced my life just enormously. I'm a Pez dispenser. No, I am. I am. Seriously. No, and if someone offers to make you into a Pez dispenser, do it! Because it makes your whole life better. I mean, really, if you haven't been merchandised for the last 30 plus years, you haven't lived. If only it were aerobic. But now, among George's many possessions, the man owns my likeness. So every time I look in a mirror, I have to send him a couple of bucks. You know, I saw this other Leia figurine recently at, you know, one of those comic book conventions, right? Which, yes, I go to when I'm lonely. Anyway, so this particular figurine, it's on a turnstile, right? So when it gets to a particular... Oh, visual aids. When it gets to a particular place on a turnstile, you can actually see up my dress to my anatomically correct, though shaved, galaxy snatch. I was a little taken aback by this, you know? So I called George and I said, you know, owning my likeness does not include owning my Lagoon of Mystery. Oh, and do you remember that white dress I wore all through the first film? I mean, unless you didn't see Star Wars, in which case, why are you here? So they put the dress on me the first day. They bring me to George, takes one look at me and he says, you can't wear a bra underneath that dress. So I say, why? He says, because there's no underwear in space. I swear to God. I promise you that he said this. And the man said it with such conviction, too, you know? Like he'd actually been to space, looked around, didn't see any bras or panties or briefs. But, you know, clearly they have gone as far as they can go with this old doll thing, right? I mean, what are they going to do now? You know, come up with like a life-size Leia, you know? Stepford Leia to render me obsolete? You'd go to her show. So, I mean, at least they have not done that yet. And thank God they have not come up with a Leia sex doll, you know? Because that would be really humiliating. I mean, thank God they have not come up with a life-size Leia sex doll that they charge $800 for that you could put in your cornfield to chase away crows. Oh, look, they have. All right, now, you know, obviously I did know about this, and it actually, you know, it has its uses. Because if ever anyone from the audience screams out, "Go fuck yourself, Carrie," I can give it a whirl.
I'm the best friend you can have. I don't know about the
Why
best wife
that?
And all the other stuff. Because I'm loyal, yeah. Because I'm alert, because I'm fierce, because I'm, well, I could be accused of being tender, because I will go the distance with you. And I am weak, and I am through that weakness is what you would find my strength.
You were shooting Empire Strikes Back, is that right? And there was a night when you had a big shooting day the next day. You were supposed to get some rest, and instead of getting some rest, you partied all night
With the
Harrison Ford and the Rolling Stones.
Well, because I had rented the house of Eric Idle, and he was on location in Tunisia. I'm making this up. And they gave drinks to the extras that they called a Tunisian death drink, which they then shared with Harrison and myself. So when we arrive on Cloud City, you can still see the effects of the Tunisian death drink. And we hadn't slept at all.
We found that scene. And you're telling me that you can tell in this scene that you're hungover? Can you
no,
see?
No, we're not hungover. He drank more than I did, so I'm mad at him.
Oh, you're angry.
Yeah.
That Harrison managed to get more
alcohol.
Tunisian death sauce into his face.
As per usual. Yes.
As per usual, Harrison Ford.
Do you still miss drugs?
Oh, yeah. You have any? Yes, I do.
What do you miss?
Codeine.
Why?
That was all I ever liked. It was like, I never liked alcohol, I never liked street drugs, because it was a calming drug. And so, yeah, it was very attractive to me. Like I suppose a cocktail would be if I ever, you know, liked that.
Yes. Have you fallen off the wagon, so to speak, in terms of drugs? Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did once. Last year, after 10 years, I had a long dental thing. This is what's hard about codeine being your drug. It's not like you go in and they go, "Hey, you want some vodka or some cocaine?" So you go in and you have surgery, and they give you painkillers. So then I get dyslexic when I look at the instructions. Take one every 4 hours, I just flop the, numbers.
All in comparison with living with bipolar, or
no.
Can you disconnect them?
When you're in the thick of it, which I have been a few times, there's nothing that compares to that. And
what is it? I know that you've been asked this 1,000 times. What is it when you say that nothing compares to that?
Well, one time I could not sleep, and I went to the hospital, and they wouldn't give me anything. They took me off all my medicine because I was having an allergic reaction. I stayed awake for 5 days. That's how they torture people. And I became psychotic. Now, I do not put this in there. Sometimes people complain that I don't do enough of the dark side. But I don't know that people want to go on that journey with me. But I was psychotic. I thought I was getting secret messages from the TV. I also thought the TV was watching me.
How long did this last?
Days and days.
Days. During those?
That was very, very bad. That was terrifying. I had a light coming out of my head, though, at one point. My shrink came to visit me, and I said to her, I don't know if I believe in reincarnation, but if there is such a thing, I want to come back as your shrink. But
Yeah, and you said to me before we started, we were talking about bipolar disorder, and you said, and I was saying, we know some people that have committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, boy, the best thing that you could pop... Anyway, you made an especially approving remark about electric
it
shock.
It is fantastic. It took me ages to agree to that. They've been asking me to do it. It's for depression, mostly.
Right.
it just breaks up the concrete. I mean, I was truly, truly stuck and depressed. And I don't, not suicidal, but what you want to do is not live right now. I need a break, you know? I mean, it's bad. And they gave me this treatment. They give it to you 3 times a week for 3 weeks. You do lose 4 months. Worth it. I mean, you lose the
depression.
4 months
are gone.
4 months leading up, those 4 months, if I met someone new, gone. I would look at my email, someone would say to me, that was so fun at dinner, and I would think, who's that?
I'm not laughing, but it is funny, though.
It has to be funny. If it is not funny, it's horrible.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it is funny. Hmm. It better be, because otherwise, what? I'm going to... You know, I've seen people, you know, that take all the charm and romance out of self-pity. I'm not really interested in finding
self-pity.
It tragic.
And it's delusions of grandma. Now, is this, you must have a grandmother. You have a grandma?
I have a very loud, very bossy grandmother who likes me to pretend that she is senile in public.
Well, that's odd.
No, not if you know the rest of my family. It's not odd at all. She's the only non-famous person in my family, pretty much. And she likes to... I offered to take her anywhere in the world. The only place she wanted to go was Disney World. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to go there and have us pretend that she was senile, drunk, crazy, and deaf. In front of a lot of other people. So that we would say, you awful, stupid, silly woman, I am never taking you out again. And she's this wizened creature in a wheelchair, thrilled.
Physically transformed for this role.
Yes, I did. I did lose weight. And I think it's a stupid conversation.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll move on.
Not with you. I mean, it's good with you, but normally I wouldn't talk about it with someone else. But you're so thin, let's talk about it. How do you keep that going on? Do you exercise every day?
I do. I work out every day.
And isn't it boring?
Yes.
But you love it.
I try to put some music on to, you know,
what music makes this worthwhile? No, I want to hear what the song is. Maybe I can go for it, too.
In the book, you reveal that during when you were shooting Star Wars, you and Harrison Ford had an affair.
That's no.
I'm just as shocked as you are.
The love affair between yourself and Harrison. Now, given that it did happen 40 years ago,
I just remembered.
Do you have to comfort Luke when one guy dies, Ben Kenobi? But your whole planet has exploded.
That's right.
And no one's comforting you.
I'm still upset about that.
Have you addressed this before?
Not just my planet, my mother, my stepfather, as I found out later, my record collection, all my clothes, so I have to wear that white dress all the time.
Yeah. Gary.
Exactly. Well, I had, yes. So it was very sad for me.
How has Leia's relationship with her brother changed in this film?
Probably sick of each other. Probably competitive. You have more force than I do. What's with that?
How much force does Leia have? Sibling rivalry. Yeah, sure.
You had a better relationship with Dad, which means you're an idiot. And Christmas must have been weird around our house.
Let me jump right into this comment you made. That said, if my life wasn't funny,
It would just be true,
and that would be unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, well, what I do is I make light of stuff. I've had, you know, things.
Is that your way of dealing with it?
Absolutely. It better get funny fast, or it's just going to be something that haunts you. So I make very difficult situations in my life funny as quickly as possible.
And you write about just about everything in this book. I mean, if you don't write about it, I don't know if it exists. But anyway, it seems like you're open about everything. Let's remind people that your mom and dad were the Angelina and Brad of their...
They were Jennifer Aniston and Brad, and Elizabeth Taylor
exactly.
was Angelina.
Exactly. That's right. She became the Angelina.
That's
but
right.
They were wildly famous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And so when you were a young girl, did you want to follow in their footsteps?
Never.
Did you want a taste of that? Why not?
I grew up as an adolescent where everything's bad anyway-ish, and I watched my parents' celebrity dwindle, you know what I mean? My mother didn't get any more movies, my father's not getting as much work. I saw the heartbreak of celebrity and went, get me away from that.
And yet at 19, you go after and you get the role of Princess Leia in the Star Wars films. Did you have any idea how much fame that was going to bring you?
No, I would never have done it. Never. And all I did when I was really famous, which was long ago, was wait for it to end. because I knew that was coming up.
When you got that role, they told you you were too heavy.
Yes.
You weighed 105 pounds
That's
at the time.
Right.
They told you
you
needed to lose
now
weight.
What they would,
and then
yeah.
they forced you to wear that wig.
They didn't force me. I thought maybe they'd forgive me for the fat.
If you
if
went
I
along
went
with the wig?
And wore the horrible hair, which widened my face, which was already too wide. You don't do.
How can it be too wide at 105 pounds? Come on.
Go look at the movie It Is.
You write of your marriages, and one that got me is your marriage to a Hollywood agent named Brian Lord, who left you for another man.
He did. You're kidding.
That's what I read. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That must have been really upsetting.
He left you for another man, and you called your mom.
Yeah.
And she said what to you?
She said, we have all sorts of men in our family. We've had horse thieves and one-man bands, but this is our first homosexual.
Did it make you feel better?
Yes.
Why?
What's she going to say? I'm sorry? You know, because my mother's, look, I'm eccentric. Any other kind of mother wouldn't work out.
Well, talk about your mom and doing the unusual every once in a while. You started to experiment with drugs at a pretty young age.
I think experiment with drugs is hilarious. I ran out of a lab with beakers.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. You actually started doing drugs at a young age. You tried acid, LSD. Your mom finds out about it. She's concerned. So who does she pick up
the
phone?
She does what any mother would do. She calls Cary Grant.
And has him talk to you.
Cary Grant, at the time, experimented with LSD with
Did
a doctor.
Did you know that?
We all knew it. No, and I love Cary Grant. But I always imagine, how do you experiment with acid with a doctor? Do you wear, like, a hospital gown? Does he do it, too? Are you in the office? I mean...
What did he say to you on the phone?
Don't use acid.
That was it? Simple?
Don't eat acid.
And did you say, because it's Cary Grant, I have to listen to him?
No, I kept eating acid. But then my father went to Grace Kelly's funeral, who he didn't know. He ran into Cary Grant, couldn't think of what to say, and said, my daughter's addicted to acid. So I got my second call from Cary Grant about the acid.
And then I read further that, okay, so you were okay with Cary Grant, this Hollywood icon, calling on the phone and talking about LSD, but then later you actually ran into him and you were like a flustered schoolgirl.
Terrified.
But that was
goes
the kind
like
of circle your parents
back,
were all
but
in.
But he was the man. He was the man. I mean, come on, it's Cary Grant. So I tap him on the back and I go, hi, I'm Debbie Reynolds' daughter. And so I made him kind of follow me. And by then, I'd been in Star Wars, stuff like, not that he would care about that.
You also write in the book, and I openly, I mean, about depression and bipolar disorder. And
I do.
You do. You all this, maybe
my
it was
mother's too. Probably mad about it. My mother once said, because I had some show and said, I'm mentally ill. She said, dear, you're not mentally ill. You're manic depressive.
Do you think there's the stigma you write about? You say there's still a stigma and you don't quite understand why.
I don't get it, because I think if you're manic depressive and you're living with it, it takes balls, or the female equivalent. And, you know, it's people make fun of it or don't want anyone to know. Man, I don't care. It's like a war story.
People who talk about alcoholism and drug addiction talk about it's a daily struggle. Are you in a daily struggle with depression and bipolar disorder? I mean,
it's going on right now.
Well, but could you come here tomorrow and I look and go, you know, she's completely different today?
It's not that fast, but it could happen. It's weather. These are moods that happen independently of what's going on in your life. So it's pretty freaky.
And you've tried a lot of things in terms of treatment. And one of the things I read, you tried electroconvulsive therapy.
Loved it.
Alias for... That shot loved it. That's
it's
shock
the greatest,
therapy.
It, you're kidding. No. They didn't tell me that.
So why do you
I'm
love
enraged.
It?
I because it worked.
How did
and
you feel immediately afterward?
Oh, totally confused and blown away. But eventually that dies off. I had it done 3 times a week for 3 weeks. Lost 4 months of memory. But come on, Matt. What's going to happen in 4 months at my age that's going to happen in another
you
4 months?
You lost the immediate 4 months
immediate,
of memory? You didn't
immediate.
Lose memory from
lost
the past?
Entire humans. But, you know, they weren't that big of a deal.
And you're feeling well now at this particular instant?
At this moment,
yeah.
But I'll probably leave it. No, I am feeling well, yes.
You write that you're only as sick as your secrets,
which
if that's
means
true.
That I am absolutely well.
Did these things, these subjects... come easily for you in terms of writing about them?
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them were already in the paper. They were in, like, Inquirer.
Right.
Under headings like Carrie Fisher's Tragic Life.
Right.
If they ever show a movie, a documentary about me or my life, which unfortunately they have, they always do cutaways of ambulances. I haven't been in that many ambulances, but I should have been probably. That's how I got here today anyway.
You married Paul Simon.
Did I?
In 1983.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me? What happened? How did it turn out?
How did it turn out?
Oh, well, I'm, I, oh, I guess I'm not with him anymore. Fine. I get along very well with all my exes now.
Was marriage the wrong thing to do?
Yes. We were much better. Well, because I think if you look at me, at the most you could think I'm an interesting girlfriend, but a wife, I think you're going to be disappointed if you're looking across at me at a breakfast table and
why?
I made the eggs.
Why?
Well, I'm actually good at making scrambled eggs.
Yeah, so why would a man be disappointed?
I don't know. I'm not...
Why make that assumption?
My role models for marriage are bad. Both sides. My parents have been married, I think, 7 or 8 times between them. So I didn't have a lot of faith in the, you know, marital vows, I guess. But Paul and I were a good idea in an area. I mean, we were both very verbal, and we both had a very odd relationship with the English language. And it was odd in a similar way.
Why was it odd with the English language?
Cadences, constant use of puns, and, you know, bizarre. I used to call it the secret handshake of shared sensibility.
So you had fun together?
We had everything together. It was an actual relationship. So we had fun was one of the things we had. We also had a hard time on other times.
I don't think I am. I'm too verbal. I mean, I like to keep it mental, because I always think when I'm in sex, how did I get here? This is so weird. I mean, it is weird.
You think it's weird?
Well, you could be walking down the street with someone, you know, and probably like 13 hours earlier, your face was in their genitals or something, and now... It never really happened, or it happened, and that was, like, fine.
You're afraid, aren't you?
Don't start. That's how I ended up doing a lot of drugs.
Me too.
No, I don't want to do it.
No, no. It is just vapor, and I won't do it either, because apparently I look like the penguin when I do it.
Oh, no, you don't. Hey, I got to say, I've noticed you're wearing green nail polish. Now, I got to be honest with you.
It's awful.
No, it's not awful. It's nice, but I have a little thing.
Uh-oh.
Green nail polish equals crazy.
That's not me. I am completely, actually, you know, I used to be...
Crazy?
Yep.
Right.
No, I was. I was manic depressive, and they come up with a vaccine. And I'm okay. What? Don't I seem okay?
Yeah.
I'm completely, like...
You're absolutely fine. You're
like,
amongst friends. Everything
totally,
is cool.
I'm like...
Cool moss.
I'm
cool
normal
moss.
Light.
Yeah, you're great.
Yeah, this is great.
Are you still doing the ECT?
I'm going to do it right after the show.
No way.
No.
All right, yeah.
But I'll be able to forget this whole thing happened, so we can do anything we want, except that my daughter's backstage, and I already apologized, though.
Yeah, that's probably for the best, yeah. Your daughter must be...
She's 70. No, she is...
Well, she's in college now, isn't she?
She's in way in college, ooh. Deep in the deep end of college.
Would you be...
She's 20.
Don't say a woman's age on TV.
Oh, she's 18. But she looks 20.
Well, there you are. And that's it. Now, what age were you when you did Princess Leia?
Did I do Princess Leia?
I know I did. Hey. Come on.
High four. These are hard times.
Okay, yeah, don't go throwing them around.
Speaking of hard times.
Okay.
I wanted to so badly bring you a Star Wars porn, but there is such a thing. You can imagine what the dark side is. And the Force.
And
it's so different.
And is it this? Is there a lot of this?
Yes. And when the Force is with you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
There's no missing, except you need lubricant with this.
No, Carrie, no, Carrie.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You talked about hard nipples and testicles on and on about testicles, which my favorite word is ball sack. So I mean, that was fine with me. See how normal the vaccine made me. And so.
No. I was talking about these things in medical...
Theoretically.
Yes. It was hypothetical testicles.
I understand. That's the kind I have.
Oh, really?
That's why my legs are up.
No. Have you been doing this play all over the place? Have you been doing that?
I don't want to do it anymore.
Really?
I want to
be someone
else.
You want to be someone else again?
Well, I'd like to act like someone else. Wouldn't that be relief?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be you and you'll be me.
Oh, that would be fun because you look like you have fun, that dancing with that horse.
You want to dance? I can get you a dance with a horse.
Can you?
Yeah, I would do
the show. No, I just, I've been asked. Oh, I swear I'm not going to say these things.
Come on.
I've been asked to speak or be the hostess or something at a bipolar convention. Now, it happens in two different buildings. And
is that true?
No.
Okay,
hey, he believed it.
Yeah. I'm trying to be sensitive about the very real medical condition of people being bipolar. You, however, are bipolar, so you can say what you like. It's like when I'm...
No, I just make it up so there's an excuse for my behavior.
Yeah, all right.
No, that's... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So, but they did... I like being the hostess. That wasn't the used word they used, but I do like it. Like going
the hostess,
home.
Like, welcome, chicken or fish? Yes?
You have more depression or mania?
This one is a metal bikini,
and
man.
No, and that chain.
Yes.
Because the best thing about that scene, and people ask me now all the time, and they've asked me for years, are you sick of talking about it? And I've always said, no. Now I am sick of it. But it's official. But right. I will anyway. The thing that was good about that scene was I got to strangle him, and they literally gave me the option. They said, do you want to strangle Jabba or do you want us to, throw in like some... There was a woman running around that was wearing the same outfit. We were the double mint twins. and I was like, are you kidding? I so badly want to kill this thing. I've never... And it is something normally you'd be able to step on, gone too big.
Right.
I got to saw that f***er's head off. Yes. No, it was made out of some terrible thing. So I really, really enjoyed it. And if you see, you'll see, you're just really loving it.
I like the truth in any form. It only bothers me if I'm asked the truth about other people. I cannot tell their truth. I will tell mine in any form. I want to. I do. That is what I do.
I enjoyed making that movie.
I'll never say no to you.
You're my daughter.
Whatever you say, I'll do. If you ask me
Carrie
to
Fisher.
Wait for a lifetime, you know I'll gladly wait for a lifetime or two. Just to look at you. I'll smile if you say be glad. I'll weep 'cause I'm bipolar. Today is tomorrow if you do too much blow.